Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. I mentioned on the Sunday program, or at least last Friday, using the Sunday readings, that I wanted to say something about Poland, and I'm going to do that tomorrow and Wednesday. Tomorrow and Wednesday, so that's just a bit of a heads up on that. Today we celebrate here in the United States the great day of independence for us, day of celebration. But I wonder, you know, these are times when I stop and I say, yes, we have reason to celebrate. We have reason to thank God for what He has given us, for the kind of country that we have lived in. But I also want to say, brothers and sisters, this is a time to pray. To pray for our country, to pray that we get back on track with the right foundation. We've skewed pretty far, brothers and sisters. We have a lot to pray for this year. We have a lot to ask God about, but it starts with each of us. Am I clear-headed? Is my mind set in the right direction? Rather than just arguing with people, where am I? Am I really a disciple of Jesus Christ so that the Lord can entrust me with truth and give me a way to speak that truth? Take this time. Take this time really to seek the Lord for your own life so that you are a vessel that God can use. The opening prayer for July 4th is this. Father of all nations and ages, we recall the day when our country claimed its place among the family of nations. For what has been achieved, we give you thanks. For the work that still remains, we ask your help. And as you have called us from many peoples to be one nation, grant that under your providence, our country may share your blessings with all the peoples of the earth. Let's pray, brothers and sisters. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Play this over. You can simply go online to renewalministries.net, go to radio, and listen to this program. I would encourage you to memorize this prayer and make this prayer part of your daily prayer during this month. Pray for the nation. Pray that we may turn to the Lord. The first reading for today is taken from the prophet Hosea. I'm using the readings of the day. The prophet Hosea. Thus says the Lord, I will allure her, I will lead her into the desert and speak to her heart. She shall respond there as in the days of her youth when she came up from the land of Egypt. On that day, says the Lord, she shall call me my husband and never again my Baal. I will espouse you to me forever. I will espouse you in right and in justice, in love and in mercy. I will espouse you in fidelity, and you shall know the Lord. To know does not mean to have knowledge, but to know Him intimately. To know the Lord your God. The Lord wants to lead us into the desert and speak to our hearts. Are we ready for the Lord to speak to us? Are we ready to call the Lord our Lord? Do we have false gods in our lives that we need to get rid of? Jesus says to us, I will espouse you to me forever. I will espouse you in justice and right, in love and in mercy. I will espouse you in fidelity, and you shall know the Lord. Are those qualities, are those virtues at work in our life? Righteousness, justice, love, mercy, faithfulness. Are those characteristics of our lives? Examine your conscience. We are called to be citizens of heaven, but right now we are citizens in our own countries, here in the United States, those of us who listen to this program. Am I a good citizen? Am I praying for my country? Am I seeking that it live in righteousness and in truth, that it live in justice and in mercy? Am I praying for my country for that? Am I praying for myself? The Lord is gracious and merciful, says Psalm 145. Every day will I bless you. Do you? I will praise your name forever and ever. Generation after generation praises your works and proclaims your might. They speak of the splendor of your glorious majesty and tell of your wondrous works. They discourse of the power of your terrible deeds. They declare your greatness. They publish the fame of your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your justice. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, of great kindness. The Lord is good to all and compassionate toward all his works. Do those verses, do they reflect the way you pray? They should. Praying for the nation, praying for your family, praying for the government, praying for yourself. If the Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, then those are the ways in which God wants to use me in this world. Am I opening my life to him? God can change you and God can use you for his glory beyond your imagining if you really surrender to him, honestly. But it takes some decisions. You don't drift into the kingdom of God. And the gospel for today is the gospel of Matthew chapter 9, verses 18 to 26. While Jesus was speaking, an official came forward, knelt down before him, and said, "My daughter has just died." Now you can imagine the grief of a father. "My daughter has just died, but come, lay your hand on her, and she will live." Do you see that kind of faith? Jesus rose and followed him, and so did his disciples. A woman suffering hemorrhages for 12 years came up behind him as he's walking. Now he's walking to go where this father's daughter is lying. And as he's walking along, a woman suffering hemorrhages for 12 years came up behind him and touched the tassel on his cloak. She said to herself, "If only I can touch his cloak, I shall be cured." And see, one of the things that you need to recognize here that might not be immediately evident, but in the Jewish rituals of purity, a woman who was experiencing her monthly cycle was impure. And she knows that, but she still reaches out to touch him. And Jesus recognizes that. And Jesus turned around and saw her and said, "Courage, daughter, your faith has saved you." Remember in another gospel, he says, "Who touched me?" And they all around and say, "Who touched you?" Just thousands of people. What do you mean, who touched you? But Jesus knew when power had gone out from him. And he also would have known that he was dealing with someone who was ritually, not really, but ritually unclean. And the woman is healed. So when Jesus arrived at the official's house and saw the flute players and the crowd who were making a commotion, he said, "Go away. The girl isn't dead, but asleep. She's sleeping." And they ridiculed him. Isn't that true? "Well, anybody can see she's dead. Who do you think you are?" But see, how much greater is the reality of faith when God wants to heal? We have to seek God's will. Do you want to heal or do you want to take this person to yourself? But if God wants to heal and there are people of faith around, that person will be healed. We have to trust him. We have to entrust the person to him. So when Jesus arrived at the official's house and saw the flute players and the crowd who were making a commotion, he said, "Go away. The girl is not dead, but sleeping." And they ridiculed him. See, when you have people who don't have faith, you don't kick them out, but you want around you a crowd of people with faith. Not because somehow their being there in and of themselves is going to make a difference. It's the faith that makes a difference. It's the environment of faith that God so easily can enter in. And that's what happens here. When the crowd was put out, he came and took her by the hand, and the little girl arose, and news of this spread throughout all that land. Fathers and mothers, when your children are sick, do you first go to the Lord? Now, the difference can be a matter of 2 minutes, but do you first go to the Lord? Do you turn to Him in every situation? When you're sitting in a doctor's office waiting for the results of tests, are you praying to the Lord? Call on Him, for He is near, Scripture tells us. He wants to help us. That reading, for many reasons, is a treasure. I love it. I just love looking at the interaction among all these people. But we have to say, well, how great is my faith? Where would I have been if this official's daughter had died? And if I were in the area, where would I have been? Would I have been lamenting? Would I have been seeking Jesus? Thank God the father of that child sought Jesus. How many of us seek Jesus when we're really in need and seek His help? The preface in today's Mass for Independence Day, the preface reads this: For we praise you as the God of creation, as the Father of Jesus, the Savior of the world, in whose image we seek to live. He loved the children of the lands He walked and enriched them with His witness of justice and truth. He lived and died that we might be reborn in the Spirit and filled with love for all people. Filled with love for all people. Another preface says, He spoke to us a message of peace and taught us to live as brothers and sisters. His message took form in the vision of our founding fathers as they fashioned a nation where we might live as one. His message lives on in our midst as our task for today and as a promise for tomorrow. Brothers and sisters, wherever there's division, fight it. Wherever there's division, work to bring restoration, work to bring reconciliation. Our country is severely divided in many ways on many different levels right now. It's causing people to die, literally to die. Work in your own life. Today on this Independence Day, let us thank God for the nation that He's given us. But let us pray particularly for this nation, that we might once again seek to be a truly Christian nation as we were founded to be. And may all of us, of every tribe and tongue and people and nation who are gathered here as U.S. citizens, may we learn to live in harmony and peace. And we're only going to learn when people are really willing to lay down their lives to bring about unity, restoration, peace, and healing. Will you be one of them? That's what this country needs today, and it's a powerful way to express true patriotism. True patriotism is to say, Lord, thank you for this land. Use me as your disciple to bring about peace and the healing of division. May God bless us all. Brothers and sisters, I have a new booklet on the mercy of God available to you. It is entitled The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. I really urge you to read it. You can access it and receive it free by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. God bless you.